It's now 17 minutes to 8. To judge by our email inbox and Twitter feed yesterday, you, the Today programme listener, are not a fan of DAB, or digital audio broadcasting. After Justin discussed yesterday whether the FM signal would or should be switched off, we had a big response. Here's the sort of thing you told us.
There is no man who does not know that.
That was Radio 4 DAB on the first floor of the house. I'm now walking down the stairs to the ground floor and a few degrees to the east. And you're now listening to Radio 4 FM. Even though this is a DAB radio, there's no DAB signal.
And she writes, "Dear sir or madam, make your mind up. Yours sincerely, Mrs. Curtis."
I bought my digital radio in Woolworths, so it must be about 7 or 8 years ago. Knew there wouldn't be a signal, but was led to believe that digital was being rolled out, so in a year or two it would work, and I could get the benefit of all those wonderful stations. And here in West Wales, there is still no signal. I bought a longwave radio, so at least I can listen to the cricket.
Anderson's bowled, and it's all over. Australia have won magnificently.
I grew up in rural County Durham, where at the time there was little to no digital radio signal. So when I was moving to Newcastle, I was actually really looking forward to getting access to the radio channels that you can't get on FM. I went out and bought a DAB radio, but as it turns out, despite being pretty central, I can't pick up any digital signal within the walls of my house. So it's been a little while now, but I've pulled the DAB out from the drawer. Let's see if we can get it working. Hear that? Nothing. I now do most of my listening via the iPlayer app. So it's just gone 20 past 8 and we've got a little bit of Annie Mac on Radio 1.
Well, Matt Deacon, the creative director of a new media consultancy firm called Folder Media, is here in the studio. Good morning to you.
Morning.
Well, when DAB first came out, there was a huge amount of excitement and sort of enthusiasm about what it would mean for us, and it has been disappointing, hasn't it?
Do you know how many listeners you've got now on air? For this 15 minutes, you have 2.6 million listeners. And do you know how many of them are listening on DAB?
Go on.
38% of them, nearly a million of them are listening. So,
happily, or are they fading in and out and being frustrated?
Well, I'd suggest that if they weren't enjoying it, they'd probably listen a different way. So, of course, you know, I have a terrible FM reception in my flat in East London. I can't get a LBC and I can't get XFM. I don't think FM's rubbish. I think FM's great. In that position, the pirate signals make it a bad listen. Of course, in some parts of the country, digital radio is going to suffer those similar problems. But generally, what we hear is that the vast majority of people are really happy with it and get great services. And I think that
we're being skewed because it is going to be those who complain, who don't get it, who have a problem with it, who are going to write to us.
Sure. I think if you ran a feature on internet shopping and deliveries from Tesco's and Waitrose, the people that would get in touch are the people that have had problems with it. I think it's DAB and radio is such a broad thing. The reason people say passionate about radio is does such a good job. So of course, if they have a device which doesn't quite work for them, they're going to be grumpy about it.
Okay, but it's 40%, and that's not the majority.
40%.
You said 40% of the people listening now are listening on DAB.
Yeah, so 53% of people are listening on AM and FM. So within maybe 18 months, the majority of our listeners will be listening on digital. That's DAB, digital TV, and listening through the internet. There's nothing wrong with any of the platforms. You know, a pair of ears. Mm. I run a radio station for children called Fun Kids that's on DAB in London. It doesn't have any space on FM.
Right. There is, of course, a problem if you decide to switch the FM signal off, which was being mooted, is being mooted. I mean, we don't hear anything about it. And, you know, countries like Norway, we know, are going ahead and will be switching
off. Norway has less consumption of digital radio than we do, and they've agreed to switch off analog.
What should happen here?
I think what will happen actually is it will be consumer led. If you run a commercial radio station, you get to a point where when you look at where your listeners are listening on which platforms, that you start to go, actually, I'm not sure the investment in this FM network is worth it. We've already seen.
Can I just ask you? You're saying that people are moving to it, but some people can't get to it. Is its reception going to improve? Will they be able to get to it, or will they never?
I just like the rollout of FM radio in its day. It starts with big populous areas and gradually goes to less popular areas. The BBC have committed to covering 97% of the country. National digital radio coverage is better than commercial FM.
And will it always be a couple of seconds behind? Are we going to change our timings and our pips? Will they no longer be reliable because there's a delay?
Your pips are sent through NICAM digital lines anyway, so they're not exactly on FM. They're not.
They're wrong anyway.
Yeah.
So if you're complaining about the delay, we've had quite a few emails about it.
And if you're listening on the internet, your delay is more like 15 seconds rather than 2 on DAB.
Matt Deegan, thank you very much.